Well, when the war came, 1914, my father, who had always been a military man and had been a lieutenant and a captain in the military and been over here with them in the Light Horse, and always had been active with them, going out to Guildford to see the camps from the point of view of the horses, because he was a veterinary officer. And he went, he decided he wanted to go to the war. My mother, of course, thought, oh, how dreadful. He was 47, I think, far too old. However, he went to the powers that be and got permission to go to the war. And then he was put in charge of a troop ship to go to Egypt. And he took this troop ship. And the men, of course, they all loved him. He was a lovable man. And he was there in Egypt in 1915, 1916, during that time. And while he was there at the Battle of I've forgotten its name at the moment, but there were two battles that he was definitely there for, looking after, having to shoot horses, having to do what he could. And he became ill himself. He got paratyphoid fever, was put into hospital, and then afterwards he was invalided home. But he did very well when you come to think of it, a man of his age, 47, going off to the war. Still, it was what he wanted, and he thoroughly enjoyed having to go. And he used to write lovely long letters, interesting letters, about the time that he had there in Egypt, going to the zoo in Egypt, and the animals, what would be our RSPCA in Egypt. And I've got all his letters, which are very interesting.